We are in Daf Yetes Amid Beis. We had a long Baraisa. We have a few Taisvis on the Baraisa that we learned yesterday. We had, just let's go over quickly the members on what Taisvis is going on. Let's just see the top of the Omid. Rab Shimon Oima, this is speaking about that if he made Maima, if there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died, Shimon made Maima, and then Levi was born. Is Rab Shimon Oima, Biyoso, Oichali, Tzoso, Shalachas Mehem, Peiteres, Tzoroso. So Rashi had explained that Abshimen holds Maimer Sofik Koine Kinyin Gomu, Sofik Eine Koine Klau. So Abshimen is saying in this case, where it's Meis, Osa Maimer V'achekach Noilab, so if the brother will be Miyabin or give Chalitza to Eisha Shimon, so Upata the Tzore, Mamonim Shechashi says, if Maimer is Koine, so the Levi is Mutter in both of them, because Maimer is equivalent to Yibumbacha Kachnoilet. So Zicha, the Yibum or the Chalitza and Eisha Shimon will Pata Eisha Shuvim. Because there's no Isa Eisha Sachiv Shleihaya Beilomi, it's Yibumbacha Kachnoilet. If you hold Maimer is not Koine Kinyin Gomer, it's not Koine at all, so Eishes Reuven Bechlal is an Ervan Levi, so she doesn't need anything. So in that case, Biyosach Litzosu Shalachas Mem Peiteres Soroso. But if Cholatz LeBalas Maimer, but if he gave Chalitze to the Balas Maimer, now we have a suffix, is the Balas Maimer Eisha Shimon? That means if Maimer is Koine, she's Eisha Shimon. If Maimer is not Koine, so then she's Eisha Shuvin. So Loi Niftara Tzora. So then the Chalitza to the Balas Maimer will not Pata the Tzora. The Chalitza to the Eisha Shimon will Pata the Balas Maimer Mimonav Shech. But the chalitza to the balas maimer will not pata the tzor, because maybe maimer is not koine, so she is really a shesachim shleihaya baylomi, the chalitza, she's eishes ruvin, so will not pata eishes shimon. That is what we hear in the barais. Now let us see taisvis. Cholatz lebalas maimer, Loi niftara tzoroso. Ve'im taima. So Taisvis asks, va'amai loi dayik mehoche tiyufte l'rabbe Shaye. From this halacha alone, we see not like Rabbe Shaye, the ledidei, according to Rabbe Shaye, kiven dahavi zike kiknuse, amai loi niftara tzor. So Taisus is asking Amayra Dikekash. So Taisus is asking as follows. Like this we learn Poshib Shat and the Beraise. If he gave Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, which is Eishes Reuven, so we do not know, it won't pater Eishes Shimon, because it matters. If Maimer is Kainik in Yingomu, so Mamelo pater Eishes Shimon. If Maimer is not Kain at all, so it won't pater Eishes Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shaye, Dal Maima Mehoche, he holds Zike Kiknuse. So, as soon as Reuven died, Als Talocha of Zike Kiknuse, she became Eisha Shimon. So now, that he gave her Chalitze, so the Chalitze should Zike help to pater the tzore. Now that Shimon died, he made Maimer and he died, So, al kaponim al tzedin av zichin keknusa, so it should zich a part of the tzore. So we see from this halacha clearly not like Rabbi Shai. Why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from this bove? That is Taisvus Kasha. B'yeshloima midarabono. So Taisvus says, from here there's no Kasha on Rabbi Shai. Because we could learn Pshat as follows. Could be minatayre, that's 100% true. That the chalitza to the balas maima will zikha pata the tzore, not because of the maima, but because of the loch of zikha keknusa. But midarabonon, you have to give chalitza to Eisha Shimon, gzeire mishum shtay yevomeis habois mishnei batim, chodem mechalze, the Gemara and the Yutesa Madalov had said, according to Rabbi Ishaya, even though you say Zike Keknuse, you have to give Chalitza to both, because people will not differentiate this case in a case where you have Shtei Yevomeis Abois Mishnei Batim. And Rashi says the case where Daiba Basachas was no din of Zike Kiknuse. And the person will say, if this is good, so Memele, if Shtei Vomis Abois Mishnei Batim, you give Chalitza to one old part of the other. Now let's just try to elaborate a little on what Taisvis is saying. L'chei Reb Shat in the Gemore and Afyut Tesamed Aleph means as follows. If you have Shnei Yevomois Habois Mishnei Bate, and then the first one died, and then the second one died. And if you'll give, so, if Al Salocha of Zika Kiknuse, as soon as the first one died, so this, so she became Ashes Shimon. So now, she and the other wife of Shimon are tzores. So, theoretically, you give her chalitza, il pata the tzore. People do not understand the lomdus of Zike Keknuse. They see Reuven died. So this is Reuven's wife. Now Shimon died and this is Shimon's wife. Now she's falling for Levi. So the people will not accept the lumdus of the explanation of Zike Kiknuse. They'll say a different explanation. You have two Yevomis falling from two different batim. So they become Nasa Kitzore Zulazu. Both of them are falling the Yibum. So you give Chalitza to one or part of the Tzore. That is what we're afraid of. That people will not understand the lomdus of Zike Keknuse, and they'll say a different lomdus. They'll say that Shtei Yevomis Habois Mishnei Batim Michlitze Chode Michlitze V'Chode Mifter B'Leiklum. So that is what Taisvis is saying over here. That Taisvis is saying that if you give this one Chalitze, so even though minatoyre itzicha patels, but the rabbanon said you cannot rely on the halacha of zike kiknusa that shisha pata the tzore, because people will say a different pshat. People will say that they're from two batim. And so let us understand as follows. So if they are from two batim, so how did he understand this? If they don't know the din of Zike Kiknuse, so the Eishes Reuven is an Elve on Levi. It was Meis, and then Neilat. They don't know the din of Zike Kiknuse, so she's an Elve on Levi. So how do they understand this? So here where there was Maima. But Maimel is a Sofik. Maimel is Koine Kinyigoma. Maimel is not Koine Kinyigoma. What if Maimel is not Koine? So how do they understand this? So Dachstachmel, just like they will understand that two Yevomis that come from two Batim, you give Chalitza to one or part to the other one. So they'll understand the same way that Eishes Shimin is a Tzores Erva. These two have a Din Tzores. Then Asu Tzores Zu Lezu Bezike. That means, so in two Batim are equivalent to one Bais. So they'll explain the Aloche. They'll understand the Aloche. That the reason Eishes Shimin does not need Chalitza, if Maimer is koinus, so they're tzores. If Maimer is not koinus, so they'll say, so their mistomish is a tzores erve. That's what they're going to say, even though it's from two different batim. So therefore we say, in order that people should not make such a tois, so we say, you gave Chalitza Teishes Ruben, you give Chalitza Teishes Shimon. That people should not think that from two different batim they have a din of Tzores Ulezu. Masha Ein came the other way around, and this Kasha, the Teishes Halosh asks, if, let's say in the first case, when he gives Chalitza to Eishes Shimon, so there it's very good. So there's no mokim litois. They don't have to give chalitza to Eishes Ruven. Because there the people will understand it beautifully. They'll say as follows. No, if Maimer is koine, some emele, so the tzores. So the chalitza of Eishes Shimon helps for Eishes Ruven. If Maimer is not koine, so then she's an erve. So she doesn't need chalitza. So therefore, in the first case, when he gives chalitza to Eishes Shimon, so then there's nothing what to be afraid of. That means even though people don't know the din of Zika Kiknusa, so they won't know the din of Zika Kiknusa, but they'll understand this halacha without knowing Zika Kiknusa. They'll know if Maimer is Koine, so the chalitza of Eishes Shimon helps for Eishes Ruben, because Maimer is Koine, can you go more? If Maimer is not Koine, so then Eishes Ruben is an Erva on Levi, that the Lord's wonder said she's Eishes Shochim Shleihoye Beilomai. So here, chalitza of one will help on the other. But, if you say that the chalitza of Eishes Ruben should help for Eishes Shimon, so even though La Aloch it is true because Zika Kiknusa, but people will not understand it that way, they'll say a different cheshbon. They'll say if Maimer is Koinus or the Tzores, and if Maimer is not Koinus, so she has a din of a Tzores Erve, even though they're from two different batim. We had later in the Baraisa said three cases according to the Chachomim, that both of them are Shai Eishes Ruven, Shai Eishes Shimon, the both wives are Pturis Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum. The first case was Konsa Umeis. That means Ruven died, Shimon was Miyabim Eishes Ruven, and then Shimon died, and then V'achakach Noilad Layoch. So the first case, both of the Nishay Shimon are Potter min Hayibum and min Hachalitza, because Shimon is also Eishes Achiv Shlei Hoya Boilomi, because Levi was born after Misa Shimon. That was the first case. The second case was that if it was Neilad V'achakach Yibay, so also, both of them are part of Minachalitza Minayibum, because it was Neldvacha Kach Yibain, so Eishes Ruven is an Erve on Levi, and Eishes Shimon is a Tzores Erve. And then we had a third case, that Rameya holds that also Pturis Minachalitza Minayibum, that was Yibain Ba'acha Kach Neulet. So in all these three cases, the Chachomim, Rameya hold, that Shneim Ptureis Minachlitz Minayibu. So Toysvi says, Konso Meis Vachakach Neulu Loyoch, Hamilse Dipshitehi, This first halacha is poshet, lehabetzorich klala misnaya, because the Neshei Shimon was also Ishasachim Shloya Bailami. The reason why this bava was said, not to tell us the din is a poshet to din, this is a poshet to tzif ha'ishasachim shloihoye beilomai. Now it comes to tell us that the Tane mixes together all halachas which are similar. V'toni mili bahadi adodi. All the cases of pturis, minachalitza, minayibum, he puts all the cases together. One case could be very poshut, but all the cases of pturis, minachalitza, he puts together. So therefore, the Gemara had a diuk. So there's one more case that he didn't put together. That since he put together Noilad Lubsaif Yibain to Konsumais Vachakach Noilad Loy, so just like by Konsumais. So who had the Noilad V'Yibam? Rav Shimon is also not Chaylik. The Ibn Noilad of Saif Yibam Polig Nami Rav Shimon and came by the Saif Avalel Ma'alvis. He should put it together in the Saifa, together with Ibn Bachakach Noilad. V'loi Bahadi Reish. From the Baraisa you see Bidavke that the Tana was ma'ariv all cases which have similar halachas, and since he was ma'ariv noilad va'achakach yibein to konso meis v'achakach noilad, so it would seem just like konso meis, Rab Shimon is moided, apturus minachlitz minayibum, who had in noilad v'achakach, yibim is also part of minachlitz minayibum. The Gemara said, and if you'll say not like that, l'rvinu v'lisninu, so you should put together noilad v'achakach yibim, yibim v'achakach noilad. Loike moishe perish bekuntres da kulakoi, da konso meis v'achakach goilad v'adi le'polig Rab Shimon, ala trei basroikoi, it's going to the last two cases, you should put together noilad v'achakach yibim, yibim v'achakach noilad. Then we had in the Baraisa, we had explained that there's a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi and the Chachomim, if Maimer helps Balkocho, Rabbi holds you learn Maimer from Bia, and the Chachomim hold you learn out Maimer from Kedusha. So according to Rabbi, just like Bia helps Balkocho, Maimer helps Balkocho. And according to the Chachomim, just like Kedushin is Midaito, so Maimah is also Midaito. What does he say? He says, Gamrine mi biya de yevam. So Tosfos says, the Afal Gav, I mean, the Loshin is very misleading. Gamrinan mi biya de yevam would seem that this is a true limud. Now, this can't be a true limud if the whole Kinyan Maimah is a Rabbonon. The din of Biya the Yevam is Adaraisa, so it's not really applicable to say we learn out Maimah from Biya, because you can't learn out. This is a Takona de Rabbonon, and this is a Kinyan de Raisa. So Taisa says, the Afal Gav the Maimah Eine Elomi de Rabbonon. Mikomoki mar mistavale de asul chachomim kebiya. So that means not we learn out from Biya. No, when Chazal made their takone, that there is such a kinyan of Maimel, so they made it like Bia, they made it like Bia, the Yevomer. we had mentioned yesterday, just like Bia Diyavom is Agmar Kinyin, and it could be by Agmar Kinyin on Midas. So if Midarabona on Maimer is also Agmar Kinyin, so also you don't need Das. Lamar Mistaver, the Suki Kedushin. That since this is a Maisa Kedushin, so here's the halachis of Maisa Kedushin, which has to be Midait. And so the Yal of Metziah Miget is not b'derech limud. It's when they made this takone, they gave it a din of get. Let us see the Gemara further. We had in the Baraisa, if he made Maima v'achakach noilud loyach, oy shen noilud loyach v'achakach oso bo Maima umeis. So Rameyer holds that the first one is an erve. She's a shochiv shloya beilomi. The ushniya cheletzes v'loy mishiabemes, and Eishes Shimon, since Maimo is only not a kinyin gomo, it's only kinyin midrabonon. So Tchelet says, V'loi Mishiabemus, she's a Tzores El Vebe Mikza, so therefore, you can only make Chalitz, and you're permitted to make Yibu. Rab Shimon Oymer, B'yoso, Oy Chalitzoso, Shel Achas Me'em Peiteres Tzoros. Rab Shimon Ahaykoi, in which case, we had here two cases, Noilud V'achakach Oso Maimel, or Oso Bo Maimel V'achakach Noilud. So the Gemara is, in which case is Rab Shimon Chaylik? Ilema Noilud Loyach V'achakach Oso Bo Maimel, Ha'amret B'Noilud U'Besoif Yibayim, Loy Polig Rab Shimon. We said Rab Shimon is not Chaylik, Noilud U'Besoif Yibayim. So memele, so then, if Neilu b'seif Yibayim, he's not chaylik, so it's also b'mayme, so Eishes Shimon should also be also l'isyab. Ela also b'mayme, v'achakach noilud loyach. It's going on that case. Of also b'mayme, v'achakach noilud loyach. So memele, so then Rab Shimon is mesupik if Maima is kind of kinyan gomo, so that's equivalent to Yibam Bachakach Noilid. Maybe Maima isn't kind at all. Is therefore the halach is as follows. So there the din is, if he was cholot lachas, that means he was cholot to Eishes Shimon. So then we said, Maman of Shech, Eishes Ruben does not need anything to be potter. Either the Maimer is Koine, or Maimer is not Koine, so she's Eishes Ochim Shlei Beilom. Cholat Lebalus Maimer, but it was Cholat Lebalus Maimer Le Nifterot Zore. If he gave Chalitza to the Balus Maimer Le Nifterot Zore, my time, Mishum Dahavi Zore Vadoi. The tzore is zicher mechuyev to have chalitze, ubalas maimer sofik, and the balas maimer is a sofik if she needs chalitze. Why? If maimer's koine kinyin gomo, so then she's muta taloivi, then she needs chalitze mitzad shimon, she became a shishimon aidei maimer. If maimer is not koine at all, so she's still a shishruven, and she's an elva on levi, and she does not need chalitze. So therefore, her chalitza will zichanat pata Eishes Shimon. So therefore, mishum David tzore vadoi that Eishes Shimon zichanitz chalitza ubalas maimer sofik, and Eishes Ruven that Shimon made maimer in her is a sofik if she needs chalitza. Is maimer koime? Is maimer not koime? Vein sofik meitzi midei vada. So therefore, the Sofik Chalitze that was given to Eishes Ruven cannot patel the Vadaichi of Chalitze that Eishes Shimon needs. Let us see Rashi. If Rab Shimon is going on the case of Noilud Loyach Koide Maima, Baho Leimarish Rab Shimon Bias Hashnia Ksheira, that one is permitted to be Miyabim the Shnia, for Daikas Mi Seifer, the Bin Noilad Lebesoif Yibem Loipoli, that Rab Shimon is not Chaylik. By Noilad Lubsaif Yibi. Vahavalei, and therefore, so Eishes Ruven is Eishes Ochim Shlohoi by Lomai. Vidilma Maimer Koni, and what is if Maimer is Koni? Shimon was Mesupink in that. Vahavalei Shniyat Soros Elve. So how could he say that Yibum, that one is permitted to be Yab, Eishes Shimon? Maybe she's at Soros Elve. Boid my peteres sorosa ike. What is pshat peteres sorosa? Or miftere vikaim. If it's noilet v'ache kach osa boi maimer, she don't have to pata. She's zicher an elve. They shesochiv shloihoya beilomoihi. Ela osa bo maimer v'ache kach noilodoch. Vashmine bereishe de maimer sofik koine legamri. Maybe Maimer is kind of legami, sofik leikona vafilu miktis leiman. Hilkach, so therefore, miyabim, oichelitz lishni mimonavshech. He can make yibum ochalitz lishni mimonavshech. What's the mimonavshech? E Maimer hameis kinyin gomer. If the Maimer of Shimon is a kinyin gomer, Havala Yibem will be safe noilet, so then it's Yibem will be safe noilet. Bafilu Kamaisa Chazila Yavumi. So the Eishes Ruven, you could also be Miyab, was Yibem the safe noilet. Vilav Kinyingomo, if Maimel is not a Kinyingomo, is Basraise Shaye. So Eish Shimon is Mutter, the Lav Tzoras Elve, because she's not a Tzoras Elve. Because if Maimer isn't Koin, it's not Koin at all. The Kinyan mixes by Maimer less than Rab Shimon. Ube Seif Ashmi Inon, the Yibim will be Seif Neila do the Shari, of Neila Seif Yibim as Surah. Leitei mebiyos achlitzos adekoma Rab Shimon bereish an noilet v'acha karos abo maima namakoi. So the Sefer says, no, Rab Shimon was only chaylik v'yibum b'seif noilet, not noilet b'seif yibim. So the Gemara said, why doesn't the chalitze of Eishes Ruvein patter Eishes Shimon? So the Moinset have it Tzore, Vada is Kukaliyab. The Tzore Zicha needs Yibum. The Imaimer Koni Tavayichos, Davala Yibum Musaif Neulah. The Imaimer Loikoni, Shniya Chosi, Lav Tzore Selvi. Ubalas Maimer, Sofik Skuke, Sofik Ainzakuke, the Dumba Loikoni, maybe Maimer's not Koni. Aveishis ochim shloihoya beilomai. Vachlitzosa lav chalitza lifter es avadois. So that is the end of the explanation of the Baraisa we learned yesterday. Now, the Gemara is finally going to explain the Yisoda Machloikes between Rab Shimon and the Chachomim. Why Rab Shimon holds Yibim v'achakach noilad is mutter, there's no isav eishes ochim shloihoye beilomi, why the Chachomim hold it is also. Yosef Rav Menashe Barzvid Kamei Rav Hune, v'yosef v'koma maitaime de Rab Shimon. And he asked, what is pshat in Rab Shimon? So why by Yibem Ubisoif Noilot? why by Yibem Lubisaif Noilad it is Mutta for the Acha Noilad? So the Ma is my time the Rab Shimon Kidioma time. Hoyl Ubo Umotso Beheta. When he came Ba'ilam, so there was already a Heta Yibum on her. She was already Nisyabim from Shimon, Ayidei Shimon. There was no Zika to him. She was never Nesra Olof. V'loy Omda Olof Sha'achas Bisa. That means she was never Nesar to Levi. When Levi was born, the Zika of Reuven was taken care of Ayidei the Yibum of Shimon. So he found her with a Heta Yibum. Now that when Shimon will die, he'll have a Heta Yibum and Eishes Reuven. And the never was Nesra Olof. So what's the kasha my time with Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon is very easily understood. Elo my time de Rabbonon. The kasha is fakert. What is the time of the Rabbonon? The Rabbonon hold Yibem ul besayif noilad is also. What's the time of the Rabbonon? So the Gemara says, Omakro ulekocho loyle isha v'yibmo. The Pasuk says, after the Shimon takes her for a wife, v'yibmo, she still is a yevome, adayim yibumim rishaynim aleho. We still consider her a yevome. So if she's still a yevome, so we consider that when Levi was born, it's just like Neilad Lubsayf Yibim. So it was Neilad Lubsayf Yibim, you understand. So she still was a Zikuke to Levi, and she was Nesra a Levi. She's a Zikuke to Levi from Reuben, she's Nesra a Levi, because it's a Shesachim Shlehoye Beilomai. So if it was Nesra, it's Nesra a Beilomis. So the Chachomim hold that even though Levi was born after the Yibum of Shimon, but she's still a Yevome. After the Yibum of Shimon, she still is considered a Yevome, because Adayin Yibumim Rishayinim Oleh. So she's still a Yevome, so she's still Zokuk to Levi, and it's Nesra to Levi, als the Ishus of Reuven, because it's Ishus Achim Shalom Lehoi Beilomi. Let us see Rashi. My time the Rabbonon the Osri v'yibam ovesayf neilot haloi omda alze bezikas ochiv shloihoye beilomi miyomav. She never was zokuk to him. She never became nesser to him. So the Gemara says she sure did. Olekoch aloi leisha v'yibmo av algav shekonso, even though he was kainesar, Adayin Kiruya Yevome. She's still called a Yevome. So if he was born after the Yibum, but Eishes Reuven is still called a Yevome from Reuven. After the Yibum, she's still called a Yevome. There's still a Zika from Reuven. Is the Goras, others are Goras in the Gemara now, Ihochi, so if you're telling me that after Yibum, she still has a Shem Yevome, is Tiboy Chalitze. So therefore, if Shimon gives her a get, she should need Chalitze also. Alom Apnan, we learned, Konsarei Ki Ishtai Lechol Dovo, that the din is after Yibum, we learned, Kariki Ishtai Lechol Dovo, Melamed Shemegar Shebeget. He can give her a get, Vein Tzore Chalitze. Kloima, Ihochi, the Isha Shenisyabo, Adayin Zika Rishaina Aleho. So the Gemara is asking, if you're telling me that after Yibum, there is still a Zike, she's still Zokuk, she's still a Yevome, is Tiboy Chalitze. So if I call Isha Shenisyabo, so she should need chalitza. Elohad is nan, konzare ki ishte lecholdovo, ואומר רבי יוסי בר חנינא מלמד שמגרש בגט, ורש"י says, ואינו צריכה חליצה, ואם רוצה להר זה מחזירה, that's another thing, ולא אמרינן מצווה רמיה רחמונה עלי, ועובדו, מהשתק לביסרי שסוך. Osam nami leimo viyibmo adayim yibumim rishoinim oleo. If you're telling me she's still a yivome after yibum, so memele, so why is it megar shebeget? Why is it megar shebeget? Vitiboi chalitza, so let her need chalitza. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hosom the Omakro. There's a posik. The Omakro lokocha loy leisha. Kiven she lokocha nasis ki ishtai lecholdova. That after Yibum, she's ki ishtai, just like you give a get to your wife, and you don't have to give chalitza to your wives, you don't have to give chalitza to nasis ki ishtai lecholdova. You don't have to give a chalitza. So the Gemara says, so in other words, so from this pasuk we see that the Zika becomes Nifka. She's no more Eishes Hameis. She's his wife already. Lekocha loy leisha. I mean, we could be mamtik, but things that Fikiyom says, the Isar of Yevoma Leshuk is, Lesiya Eishes Hameis, Achutza Leishdo. Kozman, she's an Eishes Hameis. Kozman, the Meistel is Ishes and her, she's not allowed to get married. Abu Yevoma Yova Yoleho, Ulekocha Leilisha. Now she's no more Eishes Hameis. Now she's the wife of the Yova. So therefore, you don't need Chalitz anymore. She's Ois Eishes Hameis. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that is the case. Achinami, so she's Eish Yevome. If she's Eish Yevome, so Memele, so when Levi was born, she never was cooked to Levi. She's Eish Yevome. Lekocha Leile Isha. So the Gemara says, "Akosav Rachmona v'yim," but the pasuk says she does have a din yibomet. So we have two psukim. One pasuk says after yibum she does not have a din yibomet; she becomes lekacha loy leisha, and he can give her a get, and he doesn't have to give her chalitza. That's one pasuk, and there's another pasuk says that she's still a yibomet. So the Gemara says, Amaroi, so how do you know to make a pshore that Lagabi the Acha Noilet, she's still a Yevome. And we reckon Keilu she was Zikuka Loi. And she was Nesra Olof. And Lagabi the Yevome, we say the Nasakishta Lachodova. So the Gemara says, "Mistavre shodi hetere a hetere, v'shodi isure a isure." Let us see Rashi. Leimo adayin yibumim rishoinim oleo, v'tiboy chalitze. If you say yibim daim rishoinim, it's not a need chalitze. So the Gemara says, "Shodi hetere." Lemidrish ulekocha delighti boy chalitza. That she does not need chalitza from the Yavam. Aitere, eche de kule milse heta. Kegoin bimiyabim eche soch. That legabi, the Yavam and the Yavame, but there we should say that shodi atayra atayra, v'shodi asure lemedrash v'yibbo עדיין יבומים עולה, שהיא סטילה יבומה, האיסור היחדי כצד איסר, כמו באשס אוכיב שלוי הויה בילומה. That means לגבי, the brother that she was also to, that is a tzad iso, she's eishes ochim shloi belomi, so we say she still has a iso yibum olel. She still considered eishes hameis, she still has the iso yibum, that she needs chalitza. Aba legabi, the yavam, which she became mutatem, so she doesn't have any isure yibum left that he has to, she's not considered anymore an Eishes Hameis, that he should have to be matted Eishes Hameis with Chalitz. So now we understand the svore of the Chachamim. He says, just like Reb Shimon holds, Neiled va'achakach yibim, so Rab Shimon holds she's also to the Ocha Noilad, because if it was Noilad, so she was Nesra Olof, and a Nesra Dika Eishes Och will never become Mutter. So the Chachamim hold, Afilu was Yibim V'Acha Kach Noilad, it's also Nesra Olof. Because when it was Noilad, it was Adayim Yibumim Rishonim Oleh Legabi the Ocha Noilad. We consider Ki'ilu there was, she was kuka to him, and she's also to him, I'll say she's achim shloi beilomi. So memele, so that's why she remains also. Ule Rab Shimon, the oma hoyil ubo umotso beheta, bloi om da olov sha'achas beisa. According to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds, that Rab Shimon says, since when he was born, and he found a beheta yibum, b'loy omda olav sha'achas be'isa, so it was never Nesra, so therefore he's permitted when the second brother dies to be miyabma. Elo me'ato achoysoy me'imoy. So what would be the din if achoysoi me'imoi of the acha noilid shenoso ochiv ma'oviv v'acha kach noilid och umeis tisyabe? So it should also be mutter hoyel ubo umotso beheta. Let us see Rashi. Achoise me'imoi shenosa ochiv me'oviv koidem lidose shelze. That his brother married achoise me'imoi. Uchshenoilad ze motza lo'ochiv motza, when he was born, he saw that his sister is married to his brother. Motza nesua lo'ochiv. Tisyabim loik sheyomuze, so when he'll die, his brother will die, so he should be able to be miyabim achoysimim, doho motzo beheta yibum. He found her beheta yibum. When he was born, he found her beheta yibum. So the Moses says, what do you mean, he found her beheta yibum? Iser achoysoy leheichen ozal. What happened to this achoysoi? To his brother, she wasn't achoysoi. But to him, she's achoysoi. How could he be miyabma? So the Gemara asks, Ochinami iser ochiv shloihoye bo'ilom lahechon ozal. So if you're being technical now, so lemaise, when he's being miyabim, it was Yibim va'achakach noilet. So he is now being miyabim, a woman who was Eishes Ochiv Shel Ruven. Now Eishes Ochiv Shel Ruven, I mean, this was Eishes Ruvain. This was Eishes. This was Eishes Ruvain, who was Achim Shleihayim Beilomai. So now, when he's Miyabim Har Alts Eishes Shimon, but what happens with the Eishes Och of Ruvain? The Eishes Och of Ruvain is he doesn't have a heter that Eishes Och. Just like you told me that. So let me ask you, what is matter the Isar of Eishes Achim Shlohei Belomit? Lemaise, Eishes Shimon was once Eishes Ruvin. So the Gemara says, Hai Isure de Leslei Hetere, Hai Isure de Islei Hetere. The Issa Achoisoi Me'imoi is an Issa that doesn't have a heter. The Issa of Eishes Ochiv has a heter. Let us see what Rashi says. Issa Achoisoi Lesloi heter. So the Torah was never matter the Issa Achoisoi. So Memele, so his brother married her because she wasn't Achoisoi. So now the brother died, so what will be matter the Isra Achoisei to Levi? Avol Isra Eishes Och Islei Hetek She'en Leibonim. And Eishes Och She'en Leibonim. The Torah was matter. Hilkach Shemeis Rishen B'Leibonim Poke Isurei Legabi She'eni. So the Eishes Och became Mutter to Shimon. The Maki Mitzvah Sibum, the Nasa. So Shimon also was confronted with an Isar Eishes Och. Now the Isar Eishes Och became Mutter. Shimon got a heter in the Eishes Och of Ruvain because it was a Mitzvah Sibum. Poki Isuri Legabi Sheini, the Nasa. Ashlishi mikoyach sheinibom. And Yibum is pshat, that the Yavam takes over the Eishes HaMeis. So whatever the Meis possessed, the Yavam takes over. So Memele, when Shimon dies, so just like Shimon had a heter, the problem of Levi is, Levi never received a heter in Eishes Ruvin, because Eishes Ruvin is Eishes Ochim Shleihoye Beilomai. So Levi never got a heter in Eishes Ruvin. But, if Levi is taking over the issues of Shimon, Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Bo, so all the koiches that Shimon had, Levi takes over. So the heter in Eishes Ruvin, he takes over from Shimon. Just like Shimon had a heter in Eishes Och of Ruvin. So Mikoyach Yibum, he takes over the issues, and he also gets that heter. That is Davke, by Yibim, v'achakach noilet. But, if it was Noilad v'achakach Yibim, so it was Nesro al Levi. The Eishes Och of Ruvin was became Nesro. An Eishes Och that's Nesro never gets a heter anymore. So there's Pshat, you can't get a heter in a Nesro dika Eishes Och. So Memele, so there it does, we can't say Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Bo, that the Shlishi will take over lock, stock, and barrel the heterim from the Sheni, because he can never get a heter and a nesra de Kaishas Och. So therefore, Noilid v'achakach Yibim. Noilid v'achakach Yibim is also a filokorin trap Shimon, because it was a dinesra. Yibim v'achakach noilad, we have a din of shlishi mikoyach sheinibo. And the svar of the chachomim is, the chachomim hold that, the chachomim hold that it's always nesro, because they hold adayim yibumim rishonim aleh. Let us see Taisvis. Hai isura de islai hetaira. De poka isur eishes och. De yochel laharziro laacha shegirsha. Rabbi Chanan learns pshat in Taisvis. But Taisvis is saying a different pshat than Rashi. That the whole isur eishes och falls off. The Gabi the Miyabim. She's no more an Eishesoch. We see the din Marzira, Megarsha Begeto Marzira. So why is he permitted to marry her again? Now there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So Pshat is that the Torah was Mater the Eishesoch Bemokim Yibum. And now the Eishesoch became Nifka. There's no more Eishesoch. Not that it would seem from Rashi's pshat is that Shimon Eishes Och, that Shimon had Levi takes over that heter, and Taisus learns pshat that Eishes Och becomes mutter to the Yovam, so there's no Eishes Och period Lagabi the Yovam. So Lamaisa, this remains Lagabi the Och HaNoilad, when he takes over the issues of Shimon. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Klal Omru B'Yevome Kol Shehi Isar Erve Loi Chaylatzes V'Loi Misyabemes. So Rashi says Pshat, and we'll see from the Gemara that that's Pshat. Leicheletzes v'loy misyabemes tzoroso. It would seem that the Shehi Iser Elve, we're speaking about the tzore. So it would seem that the tzore gets also dinim of an Iser Elve. Either we hit such a lotion before in the first page, Tzore b'mokeim erve kaime. Either she gets a din bas, or the eishes och gets a din erve. So that's loichei letzes loy mishabeme. So we're speaking about a tzores erve. V'koshkeini, the erve avad givis is loichei letzes loy mishabeme. Isa mitzvah v'isa kedusha. Now we're not speaking about the tzor anymore. Now we're going back to the Yevome, who is an isa mitzvah v'isa kedusha. The Mishnah will explain later exactly what this is. Is chaylatzes v'loy mishyabemes. Here there's chalitze and there's no yibo. Achoyso shehi yevimto. Now the third case is speaking about that you have two noshim are falling from two brothers. One brother, from the one isha that is falling from the first brother, is an elder, Yevruvin Shimon Alevi. So, Ruvin's wife is Kalosoi Shalevi. So she's an elder. Shimon's wife is a sister of Ruvin's wife. But she's not Achois Zikukosoi, because since Reuben's wife is Kalosoi Shalevi, so she's an Elve. So Memele, so Shimon's wife, which is her sister, and her sister-in-law, is Mutalis Yabim, because she's not called Achois Zikukosoi, because Reuben's wife is not Zokak Liyibim, since she's an Elve. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us. Achoiso, a sister of an Elve to Levi, Shehi Yevimta, which is also a sister-in-law, is Chaylatzes Oy Mishabemis, that she could be Mishabim also, because she is not a Chais Zikukosai, because the Elve is not a Skuke. What does Rashi say? Achoiso shel Elve, the sister of an Elve, kshehi yevimto, when she is her sister-in-law, kigoy. Shenoflu shtei achoyos mishnei achim. Two sisters fell from two brothers. Ha'achas asura mishem Elve, kigoy, she kalosoy, chamoisoy. And the second one is her sister, is Eichelas, is Amishabemes, Achoisa Elder. Loipoga ba Achoisa Kukosai, Mishim the Elder loves the Kukosai, because the Elder is not Zokuk at all. Iso Mitzvah, now we'll explain, we heard before, Iso Mitzvah, in Iso Kedusha is Chalas lo Mishabemes, Iso Mitzvah, Shnia is Midivrei Seifrim. Isu Kedusha, Almona Lekoyin Golu, Grush Vechlutza Lekoyin Hedyed, Mamzer Nesina Li Yisroel, Bas Yisroel, and Nosa Namamsa. Let us see what Rashi says. Shniyais Larayis, Shegozru Soif Malayim, Begmorim Eforoshlo, which are the Shniyais Larayis? The Arayis Midarabonon. It's an extension of the Arayis, the Arayis. Loshen mitzvah ukdusha, mefarish bigmore. One is called this a mitzvah, one is called this a kedusha. Almona lekoyin godu, shemeis ochi vahedyit, v'nofla almonose lefonof. Grusha vachalutza lekoyin hedyit, sheova ochi vahmeis, v'noso chalutza grusha. His brother was over an iser. And he married a grush, his brother's a kohen. Rashi could have said the brother was a cholo, and he married behet. But Rashi says, afilo he married be'issa. Uchshemeis, and now when he dies, tzricha chalitza, she needs chalitza. Sherei toivsim loy bo kedushin, because he had kedushin in her, the brother who married her be'issa had kedushin. The kedushin toivsim b'chai ve'lav. So therefore, she was his wife, and now that he died, so you need chalitza. Avul yivumi loy, but the kohen is not permitted to be miyabma, sherei asura loy lozeh, shehu kohen. He's not allowed to be miyabma because she's a kohen. I let us say esedoy chalitza, so we'll see later in the sugya. Vafturi bevuloy klum loy, to pater bevoloi klum, if she's also liyabein, so let's pater bevoloi klum. Let us say, kol sheina oilu liyibum, eini oilu lachalitze, liyolim lav lemiftero, diyafine meachis isha bepeirikame. We hear this Rashi a few times, and whenever we heard it, it was difficult, but Be'ezer Hashem will learn the Gemara, and this Omid, Lachsamidus Rashi will become much more clear. Let us see the Gemara. We heard a lashon in the Mishnah, Klal omru biyevome, kol she Yisrael v'loi cheletzes v'loi mishyabemes. So the Gemara in the first lashon learned, Klal is a riboy, kol she Yisrael v'loi. Any type of an Yisrael v'loi. Oma Rafram ba Pope, la suye Tzoris Islandis. That a Tzoris Islandis is also part of the Islandis also part of a Tzore. Not only the Tesvov Arai is part of a Tzore, nor an Islandis, which the only Elv is an Elv of Eishes Och. She also part of Zatzor. Ucht Ravasi, that's what Ravasi said, that the Tzoris Islandis is Potter. What does Rashi say? Lusuyi Tzoris Islandis Karabasi per Kame, the Loi Chelatz is Loi Mishye Bemis. The Elve Kerinimbe, she's also called an Elve. That means even though theoretically she would be Noi for the Yibum, and the whole reason you can't be miyabma is because she can't be mikayim mitzvahs yibum on her, because she's not roi lahoylit. Afal pikein, she also gets a din erve, even though the menias hayibum starts because you can't be mekayim mitzvah sibum. The erve karinim bo pa'ailanis, the miyata kro miyasher teilet. The pasuk says that she doesn't get the heter yibum because she's not roi loyle. The kaim law be isereishes oxom and meile, so there's no mitzvah yibum on her, so there's an isereishes ox. So even though the only erv is an erv of eishes och, that also patters a tzor. That is the first losh. Ve'iked ba'amri kol she'isure iser erve is not coming to be marbe, it's coming to be mamayit. Kol she'isure iser erve hu da'asir a tzoroso. But if there's no Isra Elve on her, so the Tzor is not also. Limutei mai, omarafrum, limutei Tzores Eilon is the loike rabasi. The Ritva explains the second lotion. The chol she isurei Isra Elve ke arayish shel tesvov noshin. This is who is an erve? The arayish shel tesvov noshim. These are arayish. She einom machmas eishesoch. The havkor miyibum is not because of the eishesoch. Chashvinen erve gmure lo uletzaroso. So she, the tesvov arayish eved in erve, legabi zich and legabi the tzara. But if the only reason one is not permitted to be miyab is because of the eishes och, that you can't be miyabim, lechoshim elva lasa yisaroso kamoisam. So she's not called an elva lasa yisaroso kamoisam. So, this is the lotion of the Ritva. Rabbeinu brings down the Ritva. Dachsmer Rabbeinu means to say that we had mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta that there is an Eishes Och that doesn't have a Teures Erve. Only an Ervedike Eishes Och Pater Zatzore. And that is what Raphram is saying over here. Lemeute tzores eilenis, that means kol, that is what the Mishnah is telling us, kol she yiser elve. Not every, even, you can have an eishes och she yesh by kores, but that will not pater a tzore. You cannot be mekayim mitzvah yibum mamar, she's not roi lahoilet, but she does, but the sibe of the havko is not mikoyach elve. So pshat is that be'emeson she's an eishes och that's roi liyibum. No, you can't be mekayim mitzvahs yibum in her. So she's an eishes och she yesh bekores, but which does not have a teures erve, which is not pater atzore. So the second lotion holds that we're mimayit tzores eilanis from our Mishnah.